The Raptors have gone through Vince leaving, they've gone through the Wizards sweep, and they've gone through LeBronto. But on Wednesday, they had to face a 10-year-old. Welcome to Hoop Talks. Hi guys, I'm Nur Zainab. Jelani Goodridge-Reed, Justin Pooney, and I know you're feeling pretty good today. You're feeling
pretty
happy.
Why would I not be feeling good?
Sun's out.
It's not just that. I know you're going to beat around the bush, but it's not just that. The Raptors lost to DeMar DeRozan on Wednesday, and they lost their playoff chances. They're even playing advancing chances because they even had they won, they had to go and face Larry afterwards, which I don't know if they actually would have even won that game. I don't know if I have any confidence left anymore in this team, but so much happened. So much went down. And we're going to get into all of it. But the thing that I think we got to focus on first and foremost is just the game itself, because we saw exactly what we know the Raptors to be this entire season, where they come on, they have a great first three quarters of a game, and then right at the fourth quarter, I don't know what it is. Something just, maybe it's in the water, maybe it's in their routine. Something just doesn't click in the fourth and everything evaporates. They let go of a 19-point lead, and they only made 18 of 36 free throws.
What percentage is that?
Home, 50%.
Quick maths.
Terrible.
Quick maths. Guys, what the hell happened against the Bulls?
You know what? You go first, my friend. Go first.
The Toronto Raptors. I don't know where to start with this team. Oh, wait. I thought I said this back in December when I knew this team was not that team, okay? They're not playing for anything in the Eastern Conference. So I was like, what's the point of playing for a play-in spot? What, you want to bring people to Jurassic? You want to have a little Jurassic Park set up while everyone was at the Jays game, actually? Or do you want to have a play-in because you want people in the crowd, even though the prices are all over the place? There's no point in going for that play-in spot. There's no value to that. So that's why when you're looking at the trade deadline specifically, we could have started fresh. We could have been like, you know what? We know what's going on here. Let's just start from scratch. No, they wanted to play for this glorified ninth seed. And I'm so confused by it. It makes no sense to me, right? Why would you do that? You want to bring in Jakob Poeltl? Thank you. Okay, anchor inside. Where was he defensively the other day? Okay, so it makes no sense to me. Me, Justin, Nor, you came on the train a bit late, but you've been here.
Yeah, she wasn't really on the train.
I was trying to be positive. But I was trying to find a good thing.
But
in
what have we said all year? The Raptors are just not good enough. They're not good enough. So if you're talking about the game specifically, really, 18 missed free throws, honestly. And you wanna blame DeMar's daughter, who played the best defense we've seen since 2009 through 2011, Dwight Howard.
She was Gary Payton in 96.
Something like that. Yeah. Right? Give her the defensive player of the year.
Absolutely.
But again, you cannot tell me in a game that matters like this, play-in, playoffs, whatever, you can't miss 18 free throws. This is not a professional basketball team.
I got
a
stat.
Yes or no?
Yes, but I got a stat for you guys. Did you know the Raptors missed the most free throws in a playoffs, play-in type game since 1969?
Why did you say it like that?
1969.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Look, the Toronto Raptors, you know, I think you actually dubbed me as Tank Commander earlier in the year.
Yes, I did.
Right? Did I not say put a stick of dynamite in this locker room and blow it up? I saw Sid Sixero the other day say that on Breakfast TV. Sid, if you want to steal my lines, just ask me first. But
yeah, he's definitely watching this
show. Look, the Toronto Raptors are mid. They're mediocre.
They're literally mid.
Actually, they're below mid. Now they're 41 and 42, so they're a bit below mid. But look, this roster, you saw a prime example of what having a, I don't know if it exactly means a superstar, but he has superstar capabilities, right? We saw what a superstar capable player can do when the going gets tough. 30 points in the second half.
Who was that, by the way?
Zach LaVine.
Thank you.
Your guy.
My guy.
DeMar DeRozan showed up, right? He did.
Second half.
Patrick Beverley hit one shot, but it was a three-pointer,
it was a big shot.
And he also ran by Bobby Webster and said, you guys were effing trash.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Right? He's also the king of the play-in tournament. So
he is.
He really
but
is.
Sticking with the Raptors here, guys, Let me just pull up their cap numbers for this year, okay?
Oh, God.
So this year, Pascal Siakam made $35 million. Fred VanVleet made 21. Gary Trent made 17. OG made 17. That's fine, right? Next year, Pascal's still at $37 million. Of course, Fred VanVleet, Gary Trent Jr. are both going to opt out of their deals, become free agents. Probably going to get, you know, 25 plus for Gary and probably around 30, maybe a little bit more for Fred VanVleet. OG Anunoby is extension eligible, which would probably mean he'd probably bump up to 25 in around the same age range as Gary. Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam, if he makes all NBA.
That's your boy.
He could get a five-year, $290 million deal.
Really?
$290 million for Pascal Siakam. Now, if he misses, right? If he misses all NBA, which I think he will, he'd be eligible for a four-year, $192 million deal. That's a boatload of money, almost $50 million a season. If he decides to play out this next year, he could sign next year for a five-year, $250 million, $49 million
deal. That's a price breakdown.
Guys,
we're cooked.
I think like
this team has no financial flexibility. They have no draft capital coming up. They might lose Fred VanVleet. They might lose Jakob Poeltl. They might lose Gary Trent Jr. for nothing after Masai played his cards out at the deadline. And now what are they going
to
do?
And they also might lose Nick Nurse. Yes. And I kind of want to go back to that, actually, because you made a point about not having a superstar like Zach LaVine. And I know a lot of the blame is going to be shifted through the front office to Nick Nurse, to the rosters, players, everything. But I will say only just the one thing to Nick Nurse's defense is when you have a roster full of guys that your front office built to make a defensive team, let's be honest, their criteria was very straightforward. They wanted 6'9 wing defenders. And when you're bringing in defenders, even through Scotty, even through Pascal, we know how fast Pascal has climbed the rankings of an NBA team and even just being an NBA player. But when you're being brought into the league and your mindset is defense on the court, you can put up a great game the first three quarters, but when the fourth quarter comes through and it's time to put the ball in the bucket, you're going to revert back to what you know. And what you know is defense. So what the Raptors need, and I feel like this sounds like, oh yeah, bucket getter, shot chucker, whatever. I don't care. Give credit to Ball Don't Stop. You need to have a shot chucker on your team. You need a bucket getter. You need someone who can put the ball in the bucket. And the Raptors have two guys for that. Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent Jr., both who happen to be streaky and inconsistent, and you also can't rely on them in the moments that really matter. So, and then let's go back to Nick Nurse too. If you have a roster like that, that's built around defensive ends, it's your job now to set up plays and run offense for your team. And I will say his other problem now as well is the comments that he made before that Philly game, where he brought up his future, which never needed to be brought up. The question wasn't even about what's going to happen about his contract. He did that to the national media with no Raptors reporters asking him anything. And once the reporters got to him and said, actually, Nick Nurse, I want to get clarification on what you meant about your future. And we need to know this because you're making these comments when the Raptors need to win. You're getting them off course where their mindset needs to be, let's get the next game. And we saw this morning their new article release saying that Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster, and the organization is not very happy with Nick Nurse about making those comments. Mm-hmm. And in your guys' opinion, we know his contract's coming up. He's made it very clear. Is there a chance the Raptors don't bring him back, Jelani?
I mean, throughout the year, I was like, try to keep him, right? Because he's a good coach, and I don't think it's all his fault this year.
No.
Look at the roster he's been given, right? What can you really do with it? But as we go forward, as we continue to see the reports, as you continue to see what he's been saying, and just the vibes in the locker room and on the court, it seems to me like it's time. I don't know if it's time for a new voice or, you know, just a completely, you know, new look to this group, but I think that starts with the coach, and it might be time for him to leave. He might be the guy that wants to go. I don't think it's the organization that wants him to go. It might be Nick that wants to go. In that case, you'd probably say, okay, so who's going to come in, right? There's obviously names out there. Atkinson, you're looking at him. You're looking at Udoka. Those are names that have been floated around, but you're probably going to go in-house. If Nick is not going to be here anymore, you're going to look at Adrian Griffin. I think he's capable to, you know, be a guy that can lead a locker room. And Earl Watson, he's been a coach. Mm-hmm. Remember Phoenix. So I just think that, you know, he's been here so long. He's been here longer than those years, you know, as a head coach. He's been here as an assistant. So yeah. I think it might be time.
I think when you look at it, they talked about it all yesterday, about they want to the culture, right? Well, the offseason is the perfect time to rebuild that culture. I think Nick Nurse, Masai Ujiri have built this culture, and I think they need to – honestly, they always say, like, it's easier to fire a coach than all the players. Well, you have the perfect time now to get rid of a bunch of players on the offseason. Mm-hmm. I say you keep Bobby – obviously, Bobby Masai are going to stay, but then you keep Nick Nurse, and you change the culture of the players around him, because we heard – all about, you know, Nick Nurse was asked yesterday about players wanting to get new contracts and how that affected the locker room, right? That to me is very interesting. And I think this might be kind of out there, but I think there's a greater chance Fred VanVleet stays in Toronto because he is more of a leader than Pascal Siakam. I think Pascal Siakam, there's a higher chance he's not wearing a Toronto Raptors jersey than Fred VanVleet.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Yeah. I have so many questions about that. And I think that's the reason why this offseason that's going to be coming for the Toronto Raptors and the fan base is about to be super stressful. We're going to have every single notification turned on for every reporter, every Woj Shams, even the Toronto Raptors, whoever covers them, because you've got about three players heading into free agency and you have a coach who might not be happy and the organization might not be happy with him either. So we have so much to cover. Even though the season's over for the Raptors, it's not over at all. This might be one of the most chaotic summers that I could probably remember in Raptors history, going back to Kawhi having to leave in that offseason. So you know where to get all the latest scoops. We'll be back no matter what, starting Monday. Thank you for watching Hoop Talks.
The playoffs are finally here. So who's going to win it all? This is Hoop Talks. Welcome in, guys. It's your boy Jelani Goodridge-Reed along with Justin Pooney and Noor Zainab. And guys, after tonight's play-in games, we will see the full bracket of the NBA playoffs 2023. So with that being said, I want to know if y'all got the crystal ball. If you guys could really tell me what's actually going to happen come June. Okay, so we're going to start with Noor. You guys, okay, I just want your bracket. Okay. The floor will be yours, your bracket. Give me the amount of games these series will go through. And then once you give me your finals, give me your finals MVP as well.
I gotta get my games too. Okay, all right. So first in the East, doesn't matter who makes it out, Miami, Chicago, they both are going to feel the same fate, which is going to be losing to Giannis. Sorry about that, guys, but it's the Bucks. And then after that, I'm going to take the Cavs. I think that series goes seven, actually. I can see that being super aggressive. And that's the one where I'm not super certain about, because I think it could go the other way as well. I think Knicks could really come through. Only thing is looking at Julius Randle and his injury right. availability and what that will look like for that team. But if that's going to be a factor, it should be a pretty good Cavs win. Beyond that, Cavs should take it in seven, just because they have the right pieces.
Seven, okay.
Think so. I think they're the right pieces, you know?
Yeah. We'll see.
You got Jared Allen, you got Evan Mobley.
I'm not
going to
critique
Darius Garland,
The floor is yours.
I never know, guys. They're always coming at me. Anyway, so moving on. Sixers and Nets. That's Sixers pretty easy. After that, Celtics, Hawks. I'm going to go with the Celtics. Celtics are going to make them their sons that evening. And then after the second round, let's look at Bucks and Cavs. I'm taking Bucks.
How many games?
Bucks are winning that. I think I'm going to give them six. I think Bucks get that in six. Cleveland might be lucky to get that in seven, but if it's going to be the Knicks, I think Knicks are probably going to be done in five or six as well. Maybe even five, because I think Cavs have what it takes to defend the Bucks. I don't know if the Knicks have that. The Knicks have the shooting, but maybe not the defensive end, but Bucks are just the Bucks. You know, they're probably the best team in the league right now. And then moving forward, Sixers and Celtics. Gonna take the Celtics. This one could go six, in my opinion. I just think Celtics are a better team. They're gonna be healthy. I don't think Embiid's gonna have it in him to last a full seven-game series. Harden needs to still show up in the playoffs. It's what, right. Year 13, 14? I don't know. Still gotta do it. And Doc Rivers, don't get me started. Don't get me started about Doc Rivers, generational choker. On the other side, from Bucks and Celtics, yeah. I'm going to say Bucks advance. Going to kill me. I think it'll be close. I think it might go seven, but Giannis is the best player on that court. I'm going to give it to Giannis.
Wow.
On the other end.
Going against your Celtics.
I know. It's okay. Kind of hurts. Okay. It kind of hurts, but they've just been a really, really good team, and I think Celtics are the closest to them in the entire league to beat them, even in the Western Conference. I think the best two teams are Bucks and Celtics.
Fair hot take. That's a
pretty
fair easy. Take.
That's a fair take, right? Yeah. But I think in terms of the better player, it's kind of when you have two really good teams, offense and defense, it's about the best player on the court. Mm. And that's Giannis. He can bulldoze through a truck. So it's going to be Giannis.
So give me your West then.
Bulldoze through a truck. I like that.
Thank you. Okay. On the West.
Cringe as ever, but go ahead.
Anyway, so Nuggets take that. Whoever comes out, Timberwolves or OKC, I think it's pretty straightforward. Even if I think if Gobert comes back, it's worse for the Timberwolves, if anything, to be honest with you. I think they probably become a worse level of a team. And on the other hand, Suns Clippers, oh my goodness, I'm going to get harassed and stoned and tomatoed. But I kind of believe in the Clippers. I know Kevin Durant's there and they've been so good. They've been pretty much not even losing. They've been winning entirely ever since he got there. But I just trust this Clippers team, and I know Kawhi has a different level.
What about Paul George, though?
I know, but I think even regardless of that, because they have a good supporting system next to Kawhi. You look at Norman Powell, Reggie Jackson, Terrence Mann. You have the Morris brother. You have so many guys
Russell
on the
Westbrook.
Team. Russell, just Russell Westbrook right now. And he's been a pretty good guy for a second guy. Not even a second, maybe a third guy sometimes too after Norman Powell to help out Kawhi. And let's not forget, Kawhi, just like LeBron, has a completely different level when it comes to playoffs. We've seen it firsthand. I've seen it with the Spurs. What he does.
He's
I know who he is. And I... This is, again, a hot take as well, but I think in that court between Suns and Clippers, Kawhi might be the best player on the court over Kevin Durant.
I don't know.
Sorry. But I
still
think...
got KD.
Really?
Because he was the MVP. He was in MVP talks this season before he got hurt.
I think I can understand why, but it's also because we haven't seen Kawhi be that Kawhi recently. But I think once Kawhi is that Kawhi, he's better player than KD on that court. But again, that's my hot take. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
After that, it's the Kings and Warriors. I'm taking the Warriors. Sorry, light the beam. You'll come back at one point. Lakers, Grizzlies. I'm gonna go with the Lakers. I don't think the Grizzlies are gonna have what it takes to stop this.
How many
Lakers
games
team.
Do you think that goes?
I will say six.
Okay.
I don't think it'll go to full seven. So I think losing Steven Adams is really big for the Grizzlies. It's gonna be hard for them in the paint.
Okay.
And then moving forward, Nuggets, Clippers. Clippers take it.
Clips.
Warriors, Lakers. Lakers.
Wow,
take it.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
I think Lakers take it. Lakers have a better support system right now.
I'm just shocked you're gassing up LeBron.
You're gassing up LeBron.
I
guess
LeBron,
our LeBron propaganda has been working.
Wow.
We've converted her over to the LeBron
crown
side.
Crown her.
Let's talk about it's more about the Golden State Warriors than Lakers to me, honestly. Because I'm just like, I don't think the Warriors have what it takes to beat that level of a team anymore. Mm-hmm. Klay's averaging 20 points on the season. He's healthy, yes, but I don't think he's that level of a guy. Curry himself is about 28 points on the season right now. Not the Curry that we know to be. Yeah, now I know he will change it up in the playoffs. Come on, he's not the Curry that we know him to be.
Just trust in Steph.
He will, but on that court with LeBron there, we've seen him kind of.
So Lakers in the conference finals?
Lakers in the conference finals.
I guess the Clippers. All LA.
Wow.
We've been wanting this for years.
I'm manifesting it, you guys. I've got to thank it. Thank me. And who's going to win that? It's going to be close. It's going to be a tough, but I'm going to give it to the LA Clippers because Paul George will be healthy by then. I think he will be back by then. And with Paul George on that roster, we got a full team. That's a defensive freaking monster. And how do the Lakers overcome that?
Damn.
I don't know if they can. And that's going to be a Bucks and Clippers final.
And who
but
wins?
Bucks take it.
Okay. Finals MVP?
Giannis.
All right. Bucks Clippers. That's an interesting one.
That
Clippers.
Literally. Mm.
Justin, the floor is yours, bro.
Pull up my bracket. This is the bracket that's gospel. This is what's going to actually happen in the NBA playoffs. Let's start in the Eastern Conference. Miami, Chicago, Toronto, whoever. It does not matter.
Toronto.
Does not matter. The Bucks are going to win that series.
Comedy.
Straight, clean sweep. No problem whatsoever. I will say this, though. Miami has the best chance of winning a game, maybe a quarter, against the Milwaukee Bucks, the best team in the NBA right now. Then we got... the Cleveland Cavaliers versus New York Knicks. Donovan Mitchell was supposed to return to the Garden and return glory to the New York Knicks. Well, that was actually Jalen Brunson that did that this year. But Donovan Mitchell comes back in the playoffs. He is going to win some games. I think if Julius Randle can play game one, if he's healthy from the start, this could go seven games. I don't think that's the case. So I have the Cleveland Cavaliers winning in five games.
Five.
The bum ankle will really bother him. I don't think this series will be extended. You can't put it all on Jalen Brunson. They will win a game at MSG, the Knicks, but the Cavs are just too good. They are four men deep up top. They're top heavy as shit, as LeBron James once said about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then we go to the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Brooklyn Nets. That's a three-game sweep for the 76ers. Thank you, Brooklyn Nets. Great story, Spencer Dinwiddie. You are a great troll. I love you trashing on Kyle Kuzma, but you guys are not going to win a game in the playoffs. Then the Boston Celtics versus Ice Tray the Gang. I think the Hawks get one game in Atlanta. Okay. I think they win one game. I think Trey and DeJounte will get you one. But the Boston is far more superior. That's an easy one. Second round, we go. Midwest battle, but this is not no Midwest battle because it's not going to be mid like the Toronto Raptors. Will be a six-game win for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Cavs will shock a lot of people and win a couple games. They will have a lot of, the crowd will be hyped up. They have good pieces. Again, I think Drew Holiday, though, will be the X factor in that series and how he guards Donovan Mitchell and shuts him down. We know Giannis can do whatever he wants, but I think Jared Allen and Brooke Lopez match up well. Chris Middleton can kind of, Evan Mobley can cause some problems for Chris Middleton. So I think that will play a factor. But the Bucks are just a better team and they have the best player on planet Earth in Giannis Antetokounmpo. Then this is really the best series, I think, that's going to be in the entire playoffs. Right. 76ers versus Celtics.
Okay.
I have the Philadelphia 76ers beating the Boston Celtics in game 7 in Boston. MVP Joel Embiid is going to go off, rewrite the demons he had in Toronto, where he was on the court crying, walking off Marc Gasol to console him. He will be consoling the Boston Celtics
Everything
this year
comes back
in
to Toronto
Boston
for you. Everything
because
gotta come back.
He will have the MVP breakthrough moment. Milwaukee 76ers Eastern Conference Finals. This will be another 7-round slugfest.
Where do you get your croc?
What?
Is what I want to know.
I.
You think after what we saw happen?
Did I cut you off?
No, you didn't. I'm sorry, but just the way you said it.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm just preaching gospel right now. The masses are trying to listen to what I'm trying to say right now.
Sorry, masses, for interrupting.
Anyway, Eastern Conference Finals, Jelani. Mm. Listen to this.
Jelani.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid.
What a battle.
Battling head to head. Will James Harden show up? He might.
Hope so.
But here's the thing. Drew Holiday will lock him down and send him to the penitentiary.
Damn.
He will be in jail, in hell. Drew Holiday will be the X factor of this series. He will be the reason the Milwaukee Bucks will win this series in 7 games because he is one of the best, if not the best, two-way guard in the NBA. Thank you very much.
Right.
You like that? Now, let's go to the Western Conference.
Out West.
Shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I love that young up-and-coming team. They're probably going to be competing
they're
for titles
tonight.
In a couple. They're going to win tonight, absolutely.
They are.
They're going to get a game against Denver because I think Denver will take them lightly. But I'll still take the Nuggets in 5. And then we have the Suns versus the Clippers, where Noor said that the Clippers are going to win.
Can I not catch a stray?
I'm sorry. I'm going to burst your bubble right now. The Suns are going to win that in 6 games. And that's me being nice to the LA Clippers because without Paul George, there is no chance in hell the Phoenix Suns will lose this series.
That's fun. You're losing both your bets. No,
Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Chris Paul. Whatever, if DeAndre Ayton shows up or not, it doesn't matter. You got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. That will.
And KD just got a new haircut.
And he
it's
got a
over.
Fresh cut. You got a fresh
analysis,
cut. Analysis,
finally... ladies and gentlemen.
Real analysis right there.
Anyway.
Don't continue. Put your finger up at me.
Sorry. My bad. Next, the Battle of Northern California. Light the damn beam.
Light it.
Jelani's team will fall.
To my guys.
But I think this will be a very competitive, might be the most competitive first round series.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can see that.
The Kings will lose in 6 games for the Warriors. I think having Andrew Wiggins back, they have guard depth. They could throw DiVincenzo at De'Aaron Fox, Gary Payton II, Clay, right? They're going to throw bodies, and more bodies on De'Aaron Fox and make his life difficult. And also, we know Draymond will take on that Sabonis matchup. I do appreciate the Mike Brown factor. He knows
yes,
the Warriors.
Coach of the year.
But we know Steph Curry, when he goes into whatever that arena is called now.
Golden One.
I think I'll still call it Arco in my building. Steph Curry's going to roll in there, and he's going to turn that beam blue and win a bunch of games in Sacramento. Then, the Grizzlies versus the Lakers.
Beam blue.
You actually think LeBron James is going to lose in the first round to Ja Morant and to Dylan Brooks? You are absolutely crazy and out of your mind. The LA Lakers win this series in 7 games because there's no Steven Adams. There's no Brandon Clark. They will attack the paint. Jaren Jackson will get into foul trouble. Ja Morant can't shoot, right? Desmond Bane's a catch and shooter, catch and shoot type of guy. But the biggest winner in this series, you know who the biggest winner is going to be? T. Morant.
T.
Because every game is going to be on national TV. He's going to be courtside dancing and all that. The camera's going to be all over him. Yeah. T. Morant is going to win this series. And then, second round, Denver versus Phoenix. Phoenix wins that in six games. No problem. Nikola Jokic will not show up once again. Jamal Murray will, right? He will go up against Devin Booker and go shot for shot. But the factor of Kevin Durant will be the biggest factor. The Suns win in six. And then LeBron versus Steph once again. But this time in the Western Conference, Golden State, they're way too good. Steph will be feeling it. Golden State wins that in five. Western Conference Finals. Suns versus Warriors.
Love it.
Ooh, the drama.
I'm there no matter what.
Talk about your favorite soap opera. The Golden State Warriors will win that in seven games. Ooh. Be all-time classic, like seven games. Like
seven
and then
games
in the finals, we have the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Golden State Warriors. Will Giannis Antetokounmpo will win his second ring, second finals MVP, game seven in Milwaukee. He will win the finals, and he will become better. And then he will move ahead of Kevin Durant in the all-time player ranking.
Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? He moves ahead of Kevin Durant in the all-time player rankings if he wins this year.
If he will win, absolutely.
Okay, well, honestly, we went a bit overboard
with the time today.
That's okay. It's a playoff special, guys. It's a playoff special. So we're, you know, for my bracket, real quick, I agree with you a lot, right? Nora, look here. Let me start west. Y'all started east. I'm looking at the Nuggets. They're gonna win that. Okay.
Our east looks the same, Jelani.
But where I disagree with you, Nora, is the Clippers pick. I just can't see that happening. I got the Suns winning that in six. And that's giving the respect to Kawhi Leonard, giving him two games. When honestly, without Paul George, it's going to be difficult, right? It's going to be a tight series that they could play. They're going to play each other real close. But I got Suns in six. Kings Warriors is going to be a lot of fun, right? Going to be a lot of fun lighting the beam this weekend. But my guy, Steph Curry, favorite player in the league. Y'all know this already. He's winning that, okay? Winning that in six games.
Can I be honest? I feel like you guys are overrating the Warriors.
I'm not overrating. No. Look, I know there's issues there. There are holes there. And I know that the factor of Andrew Wiggins coming back, but he's still trying to work himself back. I know that the road record is there. Okay. But I trust that. You got to trust champions. You've got to trust teams that have shown you time and time again.
To trust them?
It's not about the Clippers. It's about the fact that I just don't trust what the Warriors have done this season. If you look at guys like Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, they were a big part of what they did those years. They're not really the guys that they used to be.
I honestly think that they're going to show up and when it matters most. And they're gonna have to win road games, and I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, so
I got them beating the Kings. And then the Lakers thing, this is where I disagree with Justin, man. I don't want to go against my guy Bron, but man, I just can't. I don't believe in everything around LeBron. I trust LeBron to show up. I trust him to put on a show. This is the playoffs, right? But around LeBron James, do I trust Anthony Davis? Look, in this series, he better show up because there's no Steven Adams. There's no Brandon Clark, so he better show up. Mm-hmm. But aside from those two guys, will the shooting be there, right? Will the consistency be there with the Los Angeles Lakers? Will they be able to defend the perimeter? I don't know. With a quick team like the Memphis Grizzlies, a guy like Ja Morant leading the way. So I got the Grizzlies. I think a lot of people driving that Lakers train, they can win this series. They can. I won't be a surprise, but I got the Grizzlies.
Okay.
And then moving forward real quick, I know, look, Ellie's been in my ear. I know, bro. I know. But the Suns, they move on. I think the Nuggets, they remind me of that Utah team a couple years ago, 21. They were the number one seed, but no one really bought into the hype with the Jazz, and we were not shocked that they got bounced. All right, so they're going to play the Warriors in the conference finals, like Justin said, and I think the Warriors prevail. I think the Warriors prevail, and I like the Suns, but I just don't believe in their depth. That's the one thing that's holding me back right now. I don't believe in the squad around those big names that they got. And Ayton, is he going to show up these playoffs? He has to. Eastern Conference, it's really, you know, what everyone's really picking. Bucks, Cavs, Sixers, Celtics are the teams that are going to advance. I'd be shocked if those aren't the four. I would be shocked, right? And then now, the Bucks, I think, can get challenged by the Cavs. So that would be a longer series, six, I'd say. Bucks move on. But the Celtics thing, look, I think they got the Sixers, bro. I'm sorry, Justin. I got to disagree with you there. Okay. Joel Embiid will show up. James Harden, that's the question. That's literally the question. James Harden has to be James Harden of old. I know it's a lot to ask for.
You have Tyrese.
I know it's a lot to ask for, but
look at the Celtics. No, they're deep.
If you're talking about the matchups, you know the way the Celtics have played them this year, they play them so well defensively. They've found a way to shut them down. So Harden's gonna have to elevate a bit. I'm not expecting Houston Harden. Okay, that's too much to ask for, but I think the Sixers will lose in 7 games. Then we got the conference finals. I think this is going to be the best series that we've seen in a while. Bucks Celtics will be down to the wire 7 games. Bucks. Sorry, Noor. Your Celtics going down.
Okay, I picked them too.
And then, this is where I agree with Justin. Bucks beat the Warriors in the finals. I think this is Giannis's year. I think this is the time for him to really set himself apart from the guys, you know, that he's currently playing with. And now in those talks with the all-time greats. That's what's going
to
happen.
So we all pick Milwaukee to win.
Yeah.
Yes. So we see the vision. We see the vision. Yeah.
We see vision, Giannis.
Right. That's right. So shout out to the crew in Wisconsin.
Unlike Masai's Vision 69. Hey.
Everything got a kind of.
The Raptors.
It's fresh. It's fresh.
That's a whole other deal. But Bucks, that's our pick. Let us know your pick in the comments. And look, we'll see what happens in June. But thank y'all for stopping by. This was Hoop Talks.